सारत्य पार्षद सेवन सख्य दौत्य वीरासनानुगमनं स्तवनं प्रणामान। सिग्नेषु पाण्डुषु जगत् प्रणितिं च विष्णुर् भक्तिं करोति नृपतिश्चरणारविन्दे। सारथ्य पार्षद सेवन सख्य दौत्य वीरासनानुगमनं स्तवन प्रणामान। स्तिग्धेषु पाण्डुषु जगत् प्रणितं च विष्णुर् भक्तिं करोति नृपतिश्चरणारविन्दे। सारथ्य पार्षद सेवन सख्य दौत्य वीरासनानुगमनस्तवन प्रणामान। स्निग्धेषु पाण्डुषु जगत् प्रणितं च विष्णुर् भक्तिं करोति नृपतिश्चरणारविन्दे। Translation and purport by Jivan Grace Sivaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Maharaj Parikshit heard that out of his causeless mercy, Lord Krishna, Vishnu, who is universally obeyed, rendered all kinds of service to the malleable sons of Pandu by accepting post ranging from chariot driver to president, to messenger, friend, night watchman, etc. According to the will of the Pandavas, obeying them like a servant of offering obeisances like one younger in years, when he heard this, Maharaj Parikshit became overwhelmed with devotion to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Purport. Lord Krishna is everything to the unalloyed devotees like the Pandavas. The Lord was for them the Supreme Lord, the spiritual master, the worshipable deity, the guide, the chariot driver, the friend, the servant, the messenger, and everything they could conceive of. And thus, the Lord also reciprocated the feelings of the Pandavas. Maharaj Parikshit, as a pure devotee of the Lord, could appreciate the Lord's transcendental reciprocations of the feeling of his devotees, and thus he himself also was overwhelmed with the dealings of the Lord. Simply by appreciating the dealings of the Lord with his devotees, one can attain salvation. The Lord's dealing with the devotees appear to be ordinary human dealings, but one who knows them in truth becomes at once eligible to go back home back to Godhead. The Pandavas were so malleable to the will of the Lord that they could sacrifice any amount of energy for the service of the Lord. And by such unalloyed determination, they could secure the Lord's mercy in any shape they desired. Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada in the purport beautifully writes that the Pandavas were the pure devotees and they were malleable. They wanted to do anything whatever Krishna wanted to do. So therefore Krishna also acted, performed such a beautiful pastimes. He became the chariot driver of Arjuna. He became the messenger, peace messenger of the Pandavas. So in this way, Krishna reciprocates with devotees and he performs different leelas for the pleasure of his devotees. Just like today we have this festival, Vasanta Panchami festival. This is also Krishna's reciprocation with his devotees. Devotees want to serve him in unlimited way. So Krishna also reciprocates with them. Just like today is Vasanta Panchami. The deities are dressed in the yellow garments, outfits. Today is also many acharyas appearance and disappearance days, like appearance day of her name, Vishnupriya Devi, appearance day of Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunandan Thakur, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and the disappearance of Srinath Chakravarti Thakur. Thank you. So, but today first we'll discuss the Vasanta Panchami festival and then we'll discuss the other events also. One time one devotee, Swati Mataji, she asked question to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, what should I do to maintain my conviction and enthusiasm to perform devotional service? So then Prabhupada wrote a letter to her and he mentioned 2 points. He said the first point is, if someone really wants to not just maintain his or her enthusiasm, but increase enthusiasm in bhakti. So there are 2 points Prabhupada mentions. The first is, one should chant sincerely Hare Krishna mantra in the association of devotees. This is the first and foremost. And the second he said, one should try as much as possible to celebrate different festivals in the temples. This is the second reason Prabhupada gave. And why to celebrate different festivals in the temple? Then Prabhupada said, because during the festival times, maximum devotees get the chance to serve the deities and the devotees. They get the engagement. This is the main reason that one should be engaged in Krishna's service. And the festivals provide those engagements, those opportunities. And then Prabhupada said, I can give you 365 festivals in a year. That means every day you can celebrate one festival. And it is true actually. If you see our Vedic culture, previously, you know, in every town, even in every village, there would be at least one huge temple of Krishna, Rama or Narayana, Vishnu, at least Hanumanji. So the whole town, all the village, they were centered around these temples' activities. Since morning till night, there would be like every day festival. There is kirtan going on, lectures, cultural programs, prasadam distribution. So in this way, everyone, all categories of people, men, women, elderly women, or children, or youth, everyone had some opportunity to serve Krishna. In this way, they were balanced, they were maintained their sanity of their brain. But after some time, now the temples are closed down, there are no festivals happening. Naturally, our mind and senses need some engagement. So if we don't engage our mind and senses in Krishna's service, then naturally, Maya is there. So now, practically 99.99% of Kali Yuga's population today is busy in watching Instagram reels, videos, YouTube videos or Facebook or any some social media, right? Even 2 years old kid cannot stay without smartphone, cannot live without smartphone. 2 years old baby. So this is the situation. Many people ask, you know, why are you spending so much of money in the flowers and in the outfits and so much of expenditure? You can feed it to poor. Of course, we are not against feeding poor or giving money to the poor. One must give. But at the same time, we should also serve Krishna. Actually, whenever we take any objection, when you serve Krishna, offer 1 liter of ghee or milk on a pour on a Shivalinga or Krishna's deity, and then people ask question, why you are investing your milk and why you are wasting this money? So those who are asked this question, they should ask, whenever they go for a picnic or some long trip, Switzerland or what is that? Many places, right? How much do they spend money in that? Lakhs of money, right? That time they never asked this question to themselves. I can use this money, give it to the poor and beggars, to needy people. That time they will not ask this. Or for marriages and other parties. People spend millions of dollars. America spends every year $13 trillion only on cosmetics. This is long figure, not an update, it's not a recent one. $13 trillion only on cosmetics. And nobody asks this question. Why don't you give this? Why don't you feed? Because cosmetic is not a, like essential things. Food, shelter, clothing is okay. Cosmetic is extra, right? But nobody will ask this question. Therefore, because we are not serving Krishna, therefore people are suffering in this world. Prabhupada said this. So these festivals create engagements and give opportunities to people to serve. On this auspicious day of Vasanta Panchami, it's a very, very auspicious day. People start their new businesses. And also, lots of wedding happening today. So, Vasanta Panchami is a very auspicious day for devotees. Also, same time for the outside people, non-devotees also. Today is a Saraswati Puja, goddess of learning, goddess of education. She has given the knowledge to everyone in this world. So people all over India, they worship Saraswati also. And Prabhupada writes, this is the spring season, Vasanta. It's very happy season for all Indians. Because during this period, all the grains, you know, their crops are come to the house. And everyone, the grains at home now, then everyone is happy. And the temperature also is not too cold or not too, you know, hot. So therefore it's a pleasant and cooling atmosphere. So therefore this spring season, everyone likes it. Today is also a very special day. Today is Kamadeva, Cupid's birthday. Well known to everyone, Cupid, Kamadeva. So why are we discussing about Kamadeva? That I'll explain later. Cupid or Kamadev is a god of material desires. And in other words, lusty desires or a lust. This Kamadev is a young, handsome god. He has a green skin. His skin color is green. And he has been empowered by God or Krishna. He has a special bow, which is made up of sugar cane. His bow is made up of sugar cane and string is made up of honeybees. And at the top or the crown of this bow, there are 7 leaves of sugar cane. Those 7 leaves, they indicate 7 colors of rainbow. And he has 5 arrows. Whenever he shoots those 5 arrows at anyone, whether it's a human being, demigods, or any living entity, they are finished, including Shiva. what is the question of, you know, no question of Indra and Apsaras. Brahma, Shiva, everyone under Cupid, except Krishna. So, this Kamadev, Cupid has five arrows. The first arrow is made up of white lotus flowers. The second arrow is made up of the flower of Ashoka tree. The third arrow is made up of flower of mango tree. And the fourth arrow is made up of jasmine flower. And the fifth arrow is made up of blue lilies or blue lotus flower. And what are the effects of these five arrows? Very beautiful. When he releases the first arrow, that is a white lotus, it creates a hankering or some pleasant fascination. Whenever the first arrow hits someone, it creates fascinations in the object's heart. When the second arrow is released, then the person starts developing attraction, some temptations. When the third arrow is released, and then it becomes too much of greed. I must have it. And the fourth is, when the fourth arrow is released, it weakens the heart of a person through so-called love. His heart is weakened. And the fifth arrow is the death, maranam. So this Cupid Kamadev, he acts his arrows, he releases his arrows only on those who don't surrender to Krishna. Because this Kamadev or Cupid is called Manmatha. Manmatha means one who churns the mind of all living entities. But Krishna's name is Manmatha, Manmatha. Krishna churns the mind of a person who churns the minds of everyone. So this Manmatha, Cupid, is actually expansion of Krishna. Krishna bhuli jiva Krishna bhuli gela, nikataste maya tare jhapatiya dare. What is the slogan? Krishna bhuliya jiva bhogavancha kare, nikataste maya tare jhapatiya dare. So, whenever and as long as the devotees or any jiva is surrendered to Krishna and serving Krishna, that time he is free from the Cupid Kamadeva. And as soon as one decides to serve Krishna or forget Krishna and enjoy the material energy, immediately the Maya Devi and the Cupid, they capture the jiva. So therefore, when one surrenders to Krishna, then one becomes under the Manmatha, Manmatha, original Krishna. So this Cupid or Manmatha, he is the powerful personality. He controls the spring season. But this is the time of fertility. This period of spring season is a fertility. During this time, you will find all the honeybees, they are very busy collecting the honey. All the leaves, the trees, they start bearing new leaves. That means fertility. And the wedding season also happens in this period. Even the planet Venus, Shukra, is also with a full swing during the spring season. So, therefore, Cupid has the domain of this month. But when one surrenders to Krishna, and then the spring season actually is Krishna's domain. Krishna says that Masanam Margashirsho Rutunam Kusumakaraha. Amongst all the months, I am the Margashirsha, and amongst all the seasons, I am flower bearing spring season. So, the effect of this spring season is on the nature. During the winter season, Kavi Karnapur writes in Anand Vrindavan Champu, most of the people have their nostrils jam-packed because of the mucus. But because of when the spring season starts, their nose also is opened up. Similarly, the time personified or nature's nostrils also are closed up during the winter season. But as soon as the spring season starts, the time personified, these are the words of Kavi Krinagura, time personified or nature personified, their nostrils gets opened up. Now they can breathe nicely in and out in spring season. So this is the effect of spring season. It also mentioned that during the winter season, the material nature is covered with the snow and all other things. But when the spring season comes, the fresh air starts blowing and there are no snow. That means the nature becomes fresh. Just like a person who has taken rest throughout the night, but after taking bath, one becomes fresh. So similarly, the material nature also becomes fresh in spring seasons. The winter season and the spring season is a juncture. The juncture of winter season and the spring season is like a juncture of boyhood or a childhood and adolescence. This is the juncture. And then the effects of spring season, what happens in Vrindavan Dham? It is mentioned that all the flowers in Vrindavan, they start oozing out honey in so much of quantity that the land or the soil becomes moistened. Simply by the honey oozing out from the flowers, that is the effect of a spring season in Vrindavan Dham. All the deers, kasturi deers, they are wandering everywhere, and because of the musk in their navel, they have scented the air completely fragrant, and they also don't know. This is happening in the spring season. The cuckoos, when they get smell of fragrance of newly blossomed mango flowers, they immediately start eating those mango, small mangoes or mango fruits or mango flowers. And in the forest of Vrindavan, beautiful, how this spring season is celebrated in Vrindavan Dham. In Vrindavan Dham, the wealth is the creepers, the trees, rivers, and mountains. In Vaikuntha, the wealth is big palaces or diamonds and rubies and jewelry, gold. That is their opulence. But in Vrindavan, the opulence are creepers, the kunjas. That is the real opulence. One of our acharya writes that these trees and creepers are very special in Vrindavan Dham, because Krishna has deposited himself under the care of these creepers and trees. If somebody wants to find Krishna in Vrindavan, they should ask from the trees and the creepers. Even the gopis also, during Rasa Leela, when they didn't find Krishna, they started asking questions to the trees and the creepers. Have you seen Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj? Which direction he went? So in this way, even Pandavas, they are also present in Vrindavan Dham in the form of trees. They are performing austerities on the banks of Radha Kund. All our acharyas, the Sadhu Goswamis and other acharyas, they didn't have even huts. The Bhajan Kutir, the system started a little later. Previously, they would just take rest under the different trees. So these trees and creepers are very special in Vrindavan Dham. All the pastimes of Krishna happened under the trees or in the nikunjas or kunjas or near the vines and creepers and the trees. You will never find Krishna's pastimes happening in some mahal, some palace. That may be Vishnu or Narayana's pastime may happen, but not Krishna's Vrindavan Leela. Therefore, the spring season gives joy to all the trees and creepers. In Vrindavan, there are many varieties of trees, and all are auspicious trees. Some trees are like Arjuna. Arjuna is so auspicious, so pure. So Vrindavan Dham, they have trees called Arjuna, so auspicious. In Vrindavan, there are trees called Ashoka. Ashoka means no shoka, devoid of lamentation. Simply by touching that tree, one can become free from all lamentation. That is Ashoka tree. And then there are trees which are called Banyan tree, Parijata tree, Ashoka tree. So this Vrindavan forest is filled with different varieties of trees. Generally, all the cultured men, they are well versed in 64 arts. So similarly, the trees of Vrindavan Dham, they are also having different beautiful varieties of bark on them. Just like human being, they have different skills, 64 arts. So these trees of Vrindavan Dham, they have their bark. So the bark also is like kind of their skills and talents. And Vrindavan's creepers, they are so special. The creepers, they look like a woman ready to embrace her lover. So this creeper, they are wrapped around them, they wrap themselves around the trees. They are embracing the tree. Sometimes it's called in the spring season, that creeper look like a pregnant lady about to give birth to a flowers. Kavi Karnapur writes, that is, creepers of Vrindavan Dham looks like a pregnant lady about to give birth to different flowers. And the creeper also gives smile to everyone through their flowers and through their birds. The growth of a creepers looks very crooked. Look at, they grow like this, you know. So the growth of a creepers in Vrindavan Dham looks very crooked, but there is no cruelty in them. Generally, crooked people have cruelty in their heart. And the vines or a creeper looks like crooked, but there is no cruelty in their heart. They look like a fickle-minded, chanchal, but they are very grave. And how much gravity? Even a strong wind cannot touch them. That is their strength. That is their chastity. No one can touch them. So in this way, our acharyas explain that Vrindavan Dham is, Dham means river Jamuna, beautiful trees, and the creepers, the cows and the Govardhan. The gopis of Vrindavan Dham, they are so special. When they whisper amongst themselves, like that, sweet whispering of the gopis is more soothing than the running water. When they whisper amongst themselves, the sweet whisper of the gopis is more soothing than the running of the water. Katha ganam natyam gaganapi vamsi priya sakhi. When the devotees or brajavasis, when they speak, they don't talk in words. They sing. When we talk, we speak in words, but they sing. When they walk, they don't walk like us. They dance. So their words, speaking is singing. Their walking is dancing. Their water is amrita, nectar. So in this way, we'll find the arrival of spring season gives happiness to everyone. So when spring season arrived in Vrindavan Dham, Krishna had a plan. He called Purnamasi and he explained to her, please do something. I want to perform Leela of spring season. Of course, there is no need to explain to Purnamasi. She understand all the plans of Krishna. So next day, Purnamasi went and she made an announcement. to all the Braja villages. And she said, whichever lady performs the vrata worshipping the Vana Devata, the forest god in Vrindavan Dham, then that lady's husband will get a lot of wealth and a lot of cows. So she made that announcement. Now whichever lady worships that Vana Devata or performs this vrata, then her husband will be very wealthy and will get many, lot of cows. So all the elderly ladies, they became alarmed. So immediately went home and called their daughter-in-laws. Okay, beta, from tomorrow onwards, every day. And she also mentioned that three times a day, that lady should go to the forest for worshipping the Vana Devata. So, of course, on this Leela, we'll never discuss the esoteric part. Only the sweet part we'll discuss. So then she made that announcement, Purnamasi. And then all the young gopis who are newly married, they started thinking, what happened to our in-laws? Generally, we never given a permission to go to Vrindavan forest. But now, today, officially, we have been given permission and blessings from our in-laws. So they were very happy. And they started discussing among themselves. So, they started discussing amongst themselves. Oh, such a great fortune. So then, the in-laws, they gave instructions to their daughter-in-laws. The mother-in-laws gave instructions to the daughter-in-laws. You should carry all these ingredients. You should not miss even a single ingredient, okay? And then, three times a day, religiously, you should go to the Vrindavan forest and then worship that Vana Devata. So, Purnamasi knew that who is that Vana Devata who is there in Vrindavan Dham. So, all these young gopis, externally, they said, okay, we are not interested in going to the forest. But then, because you are telling us, mother-in-law is telling us, therefore we have to go. And very happily, after, decorating themselves, their body beautifully, all the gopis, they started going towards Vrindavan forest. And they started picking up the flowers for worshipping of the Vana Devata. So when they all went to the forest, now Vrinda Devi and Vana Devi, both of them, they started decorating all the gopis, the beautiful ornaments, costly sari. And specially Vrinda Devi was so happy to decorate Sri Radha. And then see, now exactly the explanation is given by Kavi Karnapur, how the Vasanta Panchami's dressing is done. So then they say, Kavi Karnapur writes that Vrinda Devi decorates Sri Radha. She places white lily flowers in the hairs of Sri Radha and Bakula flower garland across the hairline and the Ashoka flowers in the mid part of the hair. And bright colored blouses of all the gopis. And very soft, thin, silken cloth as a veil, as a chunari. And all the ornaments are made up of flowers. So in this way, and specially the mala around Sri Radha's neck is made up of Vasanta flower. And it is recommended that at least for today, one should sing Kirtan, Hare Krishna Kirtan, in Vasant Raga. All the notes are there in the Vasant Raga. One should try to sing Vasant Raga for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. And then Krishna's decoration is mentioned. Krishna specially, he is wearing a yellow silken dhoti and his pagadi, his peta, pagadi. His pagadi sprinkled the red fragrant powder. He sprinkled on Krishna's pagadi. Kavi Karnapur writes, this dressing of Vasanta Panchami day. And then, very important, Krishna's ears are decorated, especially on this Vasanta Panchami day. Krishna's hairs, ears are decorated with mango, flowers of mango tree, newly blossomed flowers of mango tree on the ears of Krishna and also on the ears of Sri Radha. And malati, mallika and jasmine flowers as a garland for Krishna. So in this way, Vrinda Devi, she personally decorates Sri Radha's beautiful divine body. So then Krishna, all these gopis, they have been dressed by Vrinda Devi and Vana Devi. Now they are all ready for Vasanta Panchami Mahotsava. And what is that Mahotsava? From today onwards, from Vasanta Panchami till Gaur Purnima, even some more days after Gaur Purnima also, in Braja they celebrate Holi. Sometimes the Holi of flowers, sometimes the Holi of different colors, watercolors. So today all the gopis, they are carrying flower balls in their hands. Many, many flower balls. And also powder balls. Now you may say, what are the powder balls and flower balls? But Kavi Karnapur writes, the flower balls and the powder balls, they are so fragile that simply by breathing on them, not even blowing, simply by breathing on those water flower balls, it gets diluted or get opened up. All the flowers different disintegrated. So in this way, all the flower balls, even if you hit on someone's body, it will never hurt someone. Now sometimes, you know, that holy Ranga Panchami, holy day, when we syringe and directly on the face of Radharani or Krishna, Kavi Karnapur writes how Krishna, gopis and the gopas, how they played holy. They never hit any or color or a syringe at someone's face or a body. They would throw into the sky all the colors, the water syringes, and even the flower balls, everything thrown in the sky. So all the water, the flower balls, they will collide each other in the sky. And then as the flower petals, they will be showered on Radha and Krishna. Even the watercolor or a powder, that will fall from the sky, not directly to their face. Kavi Karnapur clearly writes, huh, this. I read that. They throw it on the ocean, in the sky, and they get collided to each other, and then in the form of like a powder or a water or a flower petals, that is their holy. So, in this way, now the gopis, they are ready with all these flower balls, and then they are carrying the syringes of different colors, and they are also carrying the musk paste in their hands, and then sandalwood paste powder, and also the liquid of sandalwood paste. In this way, they are fully equipped with the different ingredients for playing holy festival. Now they are all ready, they are waiting for Krishna's arrival. But before that, one special lady arrives. Her name is Matangi. She is a goddess of music. So when that Matangi arrives, then Vrinda Devi introduces Matangi to Sri Radha. And one of the greatest quality of Matangi is, when she comes in front of Sri Radha, she is so humble. She is folding her hands and with a submissive mood, with a utter humility. She is feeling so grateful. She is feeling so fortunate that I have been given a darshan of Sri Radha by the mercy of Vrinda Devi. So she just folded hands. She stands in front of Sri Radha. And Vrinda Devi introduces her to Sri Radha and she says, here is a Matangi. She is a goddess of music. She is very expert in playing instruments and very expert in singing. She is also followed by Saptaswaras, seven Sura, Saregamapa. And also all the Ragas personified, especially Rag Vasanta. Today is Vasanta Panchami. So Vasanta Rag, as a personified Vasanta Rag, also joined the party of Matangi. And then she is a beautiful lady, nicely decorated. And it is mentioned that Vasanta Raga wears peacock feather. Peacock feather. And Vasanta Raga feeds cuckoos, many, many mangoes. That is the quality of Vasanta Raga. So that Vasanta Raga is also hiding behind, standing behind Matangi. In this way, Radharani becomes very pleased. She said, okay, you please sing some raga. So now the Matangi, she was about to sing a raga, but then Lalita Devi told her, please don't sing Vasanta Raga. You can sing some other ragas. When Krishna will arrive, that time you can sing Vasanta Raga. So then she started singing in different ragas. When she started singing, even the gods and apsaras, everyone appreciated. Beautiful. But then one of the sakhi, her name is, what is her name? I forgot. Then she said, oh Matangi, you have sung very beautifully. You have sung the four marginal notes along with the veena. That is very good. But you did not sing even a single micro note of the seventh note of the scale. So now when she said this, even Matangi started thinking, she said, this is not possible in this material world. She said, I have learned this from Brahmaji. Even Brahmaji did not teach me this. So, she said, but who can sing this? And then, what is her name, that Devi's name, I forgot. She said, our Lalita Devi, she can, uske bhai haka khel hai. She can sing better than what I said, it's better than this. And then Matangi felt ashamed. But Sri Radha, she corrected that gopi. She said, hey, don't speak like this. She has come to our place. For our pleasure, she is singing. She is better than Lakshmi. What to speak of Lalita? Sri Radha said, this Matangi, she is a better singer than even Lakshmi. Lalita is nothing in front of her. So the other gopis understood that we should only glorify Matangi. So then all of them, so they sang some tunes, some ragas. Everyone was happy. By that time, Krishna also arrived with all his sakhas and other friends. Especially Madhumangal, who was very talkative. He said, Krishna, let me find out what's happening over there. So then he came and he saw all his musical session is going on. So he went and informed Krishna. Then Krishna also came. When Krishna arrived, beautiful. Krishna's decoration, like in his beautiful dressing, is done by Vrinda Devi and Vana Devi. He was looking so beautiful, especially with a yellow dress and yellow pagdi, everything yellow, Vasanta Panchami. When Sri Radha looked at Krishna, she kept on gazing at Krishna. Krishna came close to Sri Radha. And Krishna, she didn't even realize that Krishna has come too close. Huh? Krishna started glorifying Sri Radha's beauty. Different beautiful limbs of Sri Radha. But she didn't know what Krishna is doing. And then, while glorifying Krishna, Radharani's beauty, Krishna was standing in front of Sri Radha. And Sri Radha just kept on looking at him. And Lalita Devi said, He is glorifying you. Rather than said, okay, it's okay, no problem. Because Krishna was so handsome, so beautiful, Sri Radha just kept looking at him. And then after some time, she came to her external consciousness. So now, then Vrinda Devi told Bhatangi and others, please start singing Vasant Raga. So when Vasant Raga himself started singing Vasant Raga, so Krishna, it is mentioned, he was holding a flute in his left hand, and in his right hand, there was a flower ball or a powder ball. And when he started hearing that raga, he started nodding his head. And according to the tal of the raga, he's also nodding like his head. yes. But then, when the gopis started singing Vasant Raga and different ragas, then the actual festival began. The festival of Holi played in on this day of Vasanta Panchami. They played both the Holi, the color Holi plus the flower Holi. So when so the Gopas and Krishna, they started began first. They began first, but then Sri Radha and all the Gopis, they immediately ran away from that place. They escaped. They went to different place. He said, we'll have our different festival, not with you. So, sometime one gopi asks this question. Krishna is so sweet. Sri Radha is so sweet. But why do they quarrel? One gopi is asking the question to other gopi. Krishna is so sweet. He is so nice. And Sri Radha is also so sweet. But then why do they quarrel? And the other gopi says, who knows? Who understands their leela? Krishna is like a tamal tree, strong tree. And she is like a yellow, golden jasmine vine or a creeper. He is like a bluish clouds. And she is like a golden lightning. He is like a blue sapphire. And she is like a golden ring. Both of them are meant for each other. But who understands, who knows? They will not even face each other. But they will enter Vrindavan Dham in Vrindavan forest together. One gopi says, who can understand? Why do they quarrel? So, in this way, now the gopis and the sakis, they are celebrating their festival in different place. In the kunjas of Madhavi flowers. So now, again, I am cutting down all the esoteric part. Only the sweet section will discuss. So then, Madhumangal goes there. And he starts chastising Lalita Devi. You have no rights to pick up the flowers from this forest. It belongs to Krishna. And then Lalita Devi also chastises Madhumangal. So finally Madhumangal goes and complains Krishna. I have been insulted in that meeting. I have been insulted in that assembly. You please take a revenge. So Krishna goes there. And finally, at that place, that the real actual holy festival starts. It goes on for a long time. But when the actual holy starts, only Krishna enters among the gopis. It's clearly mentioned. It never happened like, you know, the gopis are playing holy with other gopas, vagara. It's not like that. So when the actual holy festival began, Krishna entered alone, and all the gopis, they started throwing flower balls and colors on Krishna. But Krishna alone, single-handedly, he defeats everyone. But then he finds that I am conquering. I am the winner. I am winning over the gopis. That is not good. So Krishna, as a very kind-hearted person, he accepts his defeat. And he acts like he's become fatigued, very tired. He just sits at one place and lie down. So other gopis understand, oh, Krishna is defeated now. He is being defeated. So then when he lies down, one gopi steals his flute. One gopi steals away all his like equipments, like syringes and flower balls, everything. And one gopi is now trying to take away the ornaments from Krishna's divine body, That time Sri Radha stops her. Now this is too much. She explains, no, we should not humiliate Krishna. He has voluntarily accepted his defeat. Then it's okay. Wow. After that, Kavi Karnapur writes so beautiful. Please listen. Amazing. So sweet. Now Krishna, apparently, he is defeated. He's been defeated. Now he's very tired. His face is perspiring. The whole body, there is a color. And also face is also covered with so much of color. Sri Radha, she starts wiping all the colors and perspiration from the divine transcendental body of Sri Radha. She places Krishna's head on her lap, and with the edge of her sari, with the tender fingers, with the help of her edge of her sari, with a tender finger, she starts wiping the perspiration and the colors from Sri Radha's body. At that time, all the gopis, they become stunned. What this love, what the prem is this? They were thinking that we were just only quarreling or fighting. But it is a divine love between Sri Radha and Krishna. We are all only servants and assisting. The real pastimes are happening only between Radha and Krishna. The whole universe, the whole Brahmanda, everything, the material world and spiritual world, everything is meant for Radha and Krishna's service. Everyone is just a participant or a cooperator or assistant. So, any living entities, if they assist in the service of Radha and Krishna with a humble heart, without any envy or malice in their heart, naturally, they win over Krishna's heart and Sri Radha's heart. They are very kind, very soft-hearted, very humble. So in this way, then Krishna rests for some time. After that, all the Sakis and Manjaris, they have nice feast in the Kunjas. Krishna also takes prasad. And afterwards, they depart for Nandagaon and then different places. In this way, Vasant Panchami festival is celebrated in Vrindavan Dham. We have only 5 minutes, or 2-3 minutes. I saw already we are over time. So then we'll discuss a little bit about today's appearance day of Acharyas. Today's appearance day of Vishnu Priya Devi. Beautiful example for all the Vaishnavas. Vishnu Priya Devi was married to Gauranga Mahaprabhu when he was acting as a grahastha. So, she is the second wife of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After her marriage, she is the daughter of Sanatan Mishra. After her marriage, just at the age of 14, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left her. He took a sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri. After that, he never saw Vishnu Priya, or Vishnu Priya never saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is mentioned that she would chant Hare Krishna mantra every day from since morning till night. After completing one round of Hare Krishna mantra, she would just keep one grain of rice aside after completing one round. In this way, whatever numbers of rounds are finished at the night, that many grains of rice are collected in one bowl, and she would cook only that much. And that was the only food for her whole day. So in this way, she performed austerities and simply crying for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kripa, mercy, and chanting, doing her bhajan in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, devotees also, as long as we have this physical strength, our mind is stable, we can understand the philosophy, we can read Srimad Bhagavatam, we can hear, chant, and hear holy name, we are very fortunate. Because there will be a time in our life, even a normal functions of our body would be so difficult. Now we can move our hands, we can walk, we can go anywhere, we can talk anything you like. There will be some time in everyone's life. Even in normal functions. I saw one person. I went for one program. And he was an athlete, sportman. He was sitting on the chair. And then he wanted to put garland around my neck. So somebody told him that, will you please garland Prabhuji. So he was given a garland. So when he was trying to get up from the seat, from the chair, for 5 minutes he was planning, how will I get up from the chair? After 2 minutes he got up. I'm not exaggerating. I'm telling you the as it is truth. Just to take one step ahead, he was just standing at one place. Now he has to put one step ahead. For taking one step, he thought and planned for 3 minutes. Pehla dusra pair kaise dalu aage? I said, this same activity, you are an athlete, you are running so fast, you are doing so many things. Now you can't even put one step ahead. So therefore, we can learn from our Gaudiya Acharya's lives. As long as our mind is stable, body is fit, physically strong, this is the time to perform bhakti. This is the time to read Srimad Bhagavatam, serve devotees, serve Vaishnavas, do any amount of service. And when we will become old, that time we should be fully satisfied and happy that when I had a chance of service, I did my best. And I was never a lazy, I didn't miss any opportunity, I didn't waste my time, I did everything fully, and now I am retired, no problem. I serve Krishna. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra throughout day and night. Right, Prabhuji? So, Vishnu Priya Mataji, she was only singing, chanting, and that Mahaprabhu Vadi, beautiful Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's, even today also we can go and take darshan of in the Navadip Dham, that beautiful place where Vishnu Priya Devi, she chanted her, done her bhajans. Jai Vishnu Priya Mataji ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Vasanta Panchami Mahamahotsava ki, Radha Gopinath ki, Jai Hare Krishna.